Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh. So, anyway, please go get John Heffron and bring him in the studio. John Heffron was a winner on Last Comic Standing, which means nothing in life today.
Did he win?
Yeah, he won.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I knew he was on there, but I never remember who wins because obviously Ralphie had a much better career than Dat Fan, who won.
Dat Fan first, then they did like an all-star season. Then I believe season two was John. I don't really remember. I don't remember, but he did win. Where are you? What's going on? There you are. How you doing, buddy? Have you missed me? I've missed you.
I always miss you.
Yeah.
I always miss you.
Through the power of social media and text, we're able to stay friends throughout the entire year, though.
Yeah, without missing a beat. Like,
yeah.
Like, you go live on Facebook you with your kids, or you're at a hockey game, and I always jump on and just go, like, sup.
What's up, dude?
And then when you don't respond,
I have a hard time.
Well, it's hard.
There's 7,000
people,
yeah.
And then you got to look, and then you see, oh, so and so's in the room. I never expect
comments are flying by.
Yeah,
it's hard to see everything.
It's hard to see, but yeah.
Felipe Esparza sometimes will jump in my live stuff.
And what's up, fool?
Yeah, and I'll notice it later. Just what up, fool? How you been?
I am doing, when did I talk to you last? About a year ago?
Yes.
So during that time.
A lot has happened.
I got a divorce and Bell's palsy.
Yes.
All,
what a year.
All in the same, like, month-ish.
Now,
really?
Now tell me about, let's start with the divorce. We happy or no? Like I shouldn't say happy, but do you feel like relief now that it's over?
You know what? It's, yeah, but just saying about that, the tough part is over.
Right.
That storm, I don't wish, like people joke about a divorce. I don't wish it upon anybody.
Yeah.
It's kind of a pain. It's kind of a huge pain. Unless there was, like, I'm thinking of the service. Let's say you get a divorce. There'd be kind of cool if, like, a van shows up, throws a bag over your head, throws you in the van, and then they keep you in a secret location till the divorce is over.
And they go, okay.
And then they let you out, or they text you where you now live. Like if that was a thing, like every time I've been on the show, we've talked about bug-out locations or whatever.
Right.
In my life, boy, there was never a time I needed one more.
Yeah, to run to.
Like, I needed
why didn't you come to my house?
Know, a pod,
I don't let you hide out there.
Yeah, or a shipping container.
Yeah.
But then I started, side note, so then I started thinking about that. We've always talked about our little getaway location.
Yeah.
So then I was looking at shipping container homes.
Because
here's the good thing, right? Like, the divorce is divorce. I won't say anything crappy about it because I have a step. I don't want to be.
Right.
Is what it is. You don't want to be the sorry sack guy,
yeah.
Right? So whatever. Although there is a human being walking around, a fellow that needs to be wrapped in barbed wire. That's all I say about
I'm
that,
good at
allegedly.
That too. Yeah.
Okay, so so the shipping container, like, so a shipping container company reached out to me
said,
hey, we have shipping containers. We're out in New Mexico. Would you be interested in having one?
Right.
And then I'm like, well, where should I put one? Maybe I'll put one in the middle of the woods and have a shipping container. But now that I'm single, I have to plot this out, going, if I met a girl and said, hey, do you want to come over for dinner? And she's like, sure. Then I'll be like, okay, you're going to go down a dirt road and in the middle woods, and then you're going to see a shipping container.
It's camouflaged really well.
Get out of your car and go into the container in the middle of the woods, and we'll have a nice Instapot dinner.
Yeah,
so now I don't know if I could live.
It's got to be a second home. Although there's a, I saw it in the paper yesterday, there's a container home in Tampa that was built by a company that makes them, and it looks like it's probably three of them.
Yeah.
One, like a T-shape, and then one on top, so there's two levels, which really isn't doing much for the protection or a bug-out place. But if you're looking for a cheap home, for about, $12,000, you got yourself a home.
Yeah, so I went through that, and that storm is over, and it is what it is. You pay out, you do the thing.
Where did you live, in L.A.?
Los Angeles.
So you lost half?
Yeah. I'm going to do a chain or a line of wedding cards.
Right.
Here's my idea. And all it's going to do is have a picture of the state you're getting married in and what the divorce law is. So if you get married in California, it'll see a nice, really cool picture of California. Uh-huh. And you're going to open it. And it's going to go, California, 50-50, no fault. Happy wedding. And then just so you know.
Because, this is a warning. Yeah.
Yeah, 50-50, no fault means no matter what the other person does, it doesn't matter.
But what if that other person didn't bring 50%, like,
they don't care. It's a math equation.
Yeah.
They don't care about feelings. You just throw everything into the math equation.
Not feelings. I'm saying, then, like, what did she do for a living?
Worked for, a big car company. She made a living.
Okay.
But again, listen, what a person should get versus what the law says is completely, they're two different things.
So it makes sense if you're a girl. And I'm not saying your wife did this, but to marry a guy, even if you don't love him in L.A., give it a run. If it doesn't work, take half his stuff and move on.
If you go 6 years, and if you can make it to 15 years, then it's possible somebody has to pay support for the rest of that person's life.
Oh.
It's completely fair. It's completely fair and totally set up for the guy to totally win the scenario, which I'm completely kidding.
So I love my wife.
And you have to pay for their attorney.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Were you guys 15 years or no?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm going to tell you this and then see what.
But she was really cool. I didn't have to do that, but you still have to do something.
Yeah.
You've been, with somebody. It is what it is.
So, I have been married. It'll be 16 years this month.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two children,
mm-hmm.
young. And we get along great. Mm-hmm. We have no problems, no signs of divorce, no
Perfect.
Trouble, no. But. If for some reason I felt like we were going to get divorced, I say it's easier to have her killed.
I would. Okay, that. But now
looking back on it, if I could have found a foolproof way to have your wife killed and avoid the divorce, would you, after having a divorce,
I wouldn't have done that because I have a wonderful stepdaughter and I wouldn't do
that.
She's
not going to get killed.
I would disappear. Like, I would go, if there was a married guy witness relocation program, that's what I would do.
Okay.
I would go ghost. Right. I would just take myself.
Take your money and all your assets and disappear.
Or take anything, because here's what happened. Like, luckily we didn't fight over stuff. It was literally, you get this, you take that.
Right.
And I was hoping she would take most of the furniture just so I wouldn't end up having to move it.
Okay, I
have my computer bag and my carry-on.
I think most guys feel that way. You can have the furniture.
So it's funny, you end up fighting for 50%, you end up fighting for stuff that I now want to just get rid of.
I
don't want to, even what I have, I don't want.
What was the number one thing on your list? You're like, I'm keeping this.
I didn't want anything. I got the house that I had to, you have to buy out the person. It's
right.
called the equalizing right. payment. You have to buy out the person. And now the good thing. So that's to the side, and woe is me. It happens to everybody. What are you going to do? So now, though, here's my awesome life is, I get to live anywhere that I want. So I'm trying to decide how fast do I sell my house in California. And I don't know. I'm literally, I lose sleep on this going, do you fix it up, then sell it? Or do you just leave it as is, then sell it?
That's not what you should be worried about. What you have to think about is what I do in my head. I have no intention of moving yet. But in my head, I'm like, now if I could live anywhere, I don't want to go to California. There are too many weather problems, too many earthquakes. I don't want to deal with fires
right.
and all that. I don't want to move to New York because as soon as the disaster happens, they're the first Statue of Liberty, first thing to go
down. And then if it gets cold, you have to outrun the cold, like
right.
that movie
yeah,
the
with
day
the
after.
Snowshoes.
And you got to run, and then you're sprinting, and the cold's right behind you the
Florida,
whole time.
I'm destined for multiple hurricanes, and I mean, Miami's sinking by the year.
Yeah, that'd be gone.
So, and I don't want
That's
water.
A Billy Joel song, I believe.
Right.
He predicted it.
I don't want to fight water. So I'm thinking I'm going to the Montana, Wyoming area.
If the Montana, that's my bell's palsy making me blah, blah, blah. If Montana and Wyoming area let you in, they're kind of very clubby over there.
Really?
In the sense of if you're not from there.
I'm from America.
And you
they
try to buy property.
Me.
They're kind of like you know, you need to know the secret knot.
Oh, man.
By the way, that's why I'm, you know what, you know I had Bell's palsy, right?
Yeah, but Christmas? If you didn't say anything, I would never have noticed. Like, it's way more noticeable to you than it is to me.
What it is, for people who don't know, it's basically if your brain is the electric company. What's your electric company here called?
Tampa Electric, Tico.
Yeah. Okay, Tico, right? So your brain is Tico, and then pretend one side of your face wasn't paying.
Yeah.
And then Tico sending letters going, yo, we're going to shut it off if we don't get your bill. And you're like, I'll pay it. And then they send the pink letter. Yeah, and then you're like, I'll take care of it. And then the red letter. And then, basically, I was on stage. My whole right side of my face just...
What happened for the first time while you're on stage?
Rebooted. Completely... So as I'm talking on stage, I started doing this. And I even make a joke going, haha, I'm having a stroke.
Yeah.
And then I finished the show. And then the next day I woke up and my eyelid was so low and I couldn't blink.
Did you didn't go straight to the hospital and think you were having a stroke?
No. So
I would have walked off stage.
No. So then the next day I got on a flight. I landed in Dayton, and then I took a picture of my face because I couldn't even, now one side of my face, just like it's the nerve when you go to the dentist
right.
and you numb your face. Now my lip, I can't even curl it, and my mouth is so far to the left.
When it happened?
This is the next day. I'm like, right. I took a picture. My brother is a heart surgeon. I go, hey, is this a stroke? And he's like.
So casually.
He goes, I hope you're in an ambulance right now sending me that picture. And I'm like, I'm in Dayton. Can I just get to you guys and then we'll figure it out? He's like, get off the plane.
Yeah.
And tell that. I'm like, I don't want to be that guy slowing up a flight because I'm having a medical emergency and everyone's mad at me. Right. So then I get off the plane. I rent a car because this is the healthy way to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. In case anything else goes wrong, you want to be driving.
I drive to Dayton, and now it's Christmas Eve. So now I'm in the little chair. Everyone has, like, reindeer antlers on and hats. And I'm thinking these are, like, the tier three people who are forced to work on Christmas Eve. I'm not even the good people.
Yeah, they're in the
got
Colorado.
Christmas off. Yeah, they got Christmas off. So I'm like, I walk in just casually. I go, I think I'm having a stroke. You know,
Question mark? Maybe.
You know, and I'm trying to look it up on my phone, but my phone won't recognize my face. My iPhone's like, nah, you're like droopy dog. I'm like, I don't even know. Which, by the way, Apple should fix that. There should be, I just got punched in the face and my eye's swollen.
Sure.
Or I'm having a stroke feature of your facial recognition.
There's not going to be another person that looks like you. Only swollen face to try to steal your phone.
Yeah, they got, you know, a brown recluse bit me. I got stung by a bee. There should be those options.
Right. I didn't know I was allergic to scallops.
Yeah, here's what happened to me. Right, I've been crying for 2 hours. Right. Like, my eyes are puffy. So then I get there, and I'm laying in the, you know, emergency room, and then they come in to check you in, and the woman's like, what's your name? And I'm like trying to talk like this, and she's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm in here because my face is failing. I don't know. Can I not have a verbal test right now?
Right.
And then they go, we need an emergency contact. But this is literally, I'm going through
mid-divorce.
So I'm like, it was a weird moment where I'm like, I don't know. Is there another doctor you can put down? Yeah. How about that? Like, as emergency contact, somebody else who could help
you.
Yeah. How about we'll skip my whole family here. Let's jump to the next person who could help me.
How, in my mind, if I'm on an airplane with a droopy face, my brother's telling me to go to the hospital. Yeah. I'm in the middle of a divorce, and I'm in Dayton, Ohio. I just rent a car and drive it off a bridge. How you went to the hospital?
Well, part of me was like, I don't want to die in Dayton, Ohio. Does my insurance cover my ambulance taking me to, like, Toledo, which is not even that much better? But, you know, it's like Columbus, being a Michigan guy, I'm like, I don't want to die in Columbus.
Right, right.
So you got to get me outside of Columbus, like, or back to Michigan. So then they went, and then they go, it wasn't a stroke, it was Bell's palsy. And for those of you who don't know, it's basically you lose all your nerves, your face drops. It's like having a stroke, but without the heart thing.
But temporarily, it comes back,
well,
right?
That's what they say. They go, it's stress-related, and this is just, I've had 6 horrible months.
Yeah.
Of never exploding. I never yelled. I never, you know, got mad. And then basically my body imploded.
Yeah.
Right? I took all that stress. But then I go, okay, well, it's a stress thing. I go, when does this get better? Man, we don't really know. Well, what causes it? We don't know.
Yeah.
Well, is it permanent? Could be. But anyway, don't stress about it. You know? And I have a show on New Year's Eve, right? And literally, if you take your mouth, and I even hate doing it because I'm afraid I'm going to get stuck that way. But if you put your lips as far to the left as you possibly can and start talking,
yeah,
that's how I thought. I was literally talking like this.
So how did you?
So I had a show New Year's
on.
Eve.
Yeah.
So this was a week out of New Year's Eve. I'm like, well, I don't want to cancel New Year's Eve because it's New Year's Eve. I had to grab my top lip, pull my cheek back with like almost like you're pinching like a kid going, look how chubby you are. Like I had to pull my face back and then rest my elbow on the stand so I could talk and literally do the show.
Are you serious?
like this. And the audience was not mortified. It's almost like if you were bleeding really bad out of your face, and you're like, John, don't worry about the bleeding. It'll, and then we still do the show. I would be staring at you going, he seriously needs to do something about the blood coming out of it. So that's what the New Year's Eve, and it was one of the worst out of 30 years of doing comedy. I was 4 minutes in, and I was like, I can't do the show. Just, and then I'm like, don't be a wuss. Just do next 5 minutes. Yeah. And I'm doing jokes about it, but the audience,
they don't
know
whether they can laugh at
I'm
it or
literally
feel bad.
Like, depending on what side of the room you're on, if you're on the left side, you're thinking I'm having a wonderful time. If you're on the right side, you think I'm phoning it in.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to do jokes, and they were like, like, are you shouldn't even be, like, it was one of those. And then I get 10 minutes in, I'm like, I need to leave the stage.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. You know, fourth, but the hard part was, and I still slur, and because the, you know, part of my lips are still, you know, one eye's bigger, but the fact that you say, if I didn't say anything,
I have stared at you for hours at a time. I'm looking at you right now. I Googled pictures of you last night for social media. I don't notice a thing different at all.
Yeah, I'll show you a picture of what I looked like before. It was pretty. And by the way, this is also right when I'm single. I literally.
Oh, you were like, I'm going to be single now.
I literally signed up for like a dating app the day before.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm on Bumble. I'm like, okay, let's just see what's out there. I'm, you know, 48, 49. I'm too young for that R-Time dating app because you got to be 50. So
right.
I'm at this weird. I'm going to be the older end of Tinder, but too young for R-Time. This is horrible. And then my face dropped. I'm like, well, I guess I'm single, or I got to find, hey, girl, anyone into the Phantom of the Opera guy? Because I'm going to have to get that mask and be like, nighttime is the music of the god.
And
the girl's into
another
a ski mask fantasy and shipping containers.
That's furry. You can do the furry?
Yeah, that was literally like the.
What if you find another, like a 10, but also has Bell's palsy? It'd be like two people with herpes getting together. What's the difference?
Yeah, I would be sympathetic,
right,
and go, well, this will get through. Although, now having it, right, it's some rare disease that nobody has yet. Now, I can name, like, I had so many comics that go, oh, bro, I had it, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
When you're on stage, the lights, because my eye didn't blink for 2 weeks. I couldn't close my right eye.
Holy.
So at one point, I literally took duct tape, not even medical tape. I was so mad. I'm just like, whatever. My life's horrible. So, and I closed my eye, and then because the medical tape wouldn't keep. So I put duct tape, but you can't feel your eye. So at one point, I duct tape literally my eye, not the lid. I thought the lid was closed. And then I'm like, what's that Flexi Seal stuff? I'm just going to throw that Flexi Seal. I'm going to shut it down. I'm literally going to shut down. And then I had an eye patch.
What about, like, glasses? Like, if all of a sudden you became John Heffron, cool guy with glasses.
Oh, to not see the...
Like, what if we built some sort of glasses that when you put them on, they actually elevated the left side and held it in place?
Yeah, I'm hoping... Yeah,
I'm going to invent some.
Well, I thought about glasses, and then, you know, the thing about Bell's palsy, like, it's... You're, like, five or six... Every time... Everything I've read, people are like, after 6 months, I was fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, that 6 months is a long...
Yeah, but
that's
it's
a time you almost have an associate degree by the time that.
When's the last time it happened to you?
Like
you got a like were you? Did you wake up with it?
December 20th. No, I was on stage, so that's.
Oh,
I remember.
It only happened the one time?
It only happens
oh,
once.
Oh, you're fine.
And then from what I read, now people are going to call and go, I've had it four times every time. I don't want to hear those stories.
No.
I'm assuming it's a one off.
Right.
It happened once. It was a perfect storm of my life being
the worst.
But then.
Stressful moments.
So, you know, then I was sorry for myself for. I was in a basement at my sister's house for about a week going, I'm done, because I couldn't talk.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you do for a living? I don't have any other
you write.
Skill.
You're right.
I spell horribly.
Are you kidding me? I would have hired you on this show in a second.
If I write, I would have used the wrong there every time.
wait a second. You don't think we would have found a spot for you here and now with slurring weather? John Heffron.
Oh,
perfect.
It's going to be about 45 degrees. I don't have an iceberg of life. Temper zone.
Oh,
zone. You're just running the bomb. Blah, blah, blah. So, but then, and I guess if anybody out, here's my lesson, and then I guess we can move on. If you're super healthy or you're just, you have nothing wrong with you now.
Right.
You have to have gratitude, because I literally was on stage.
Yeah.
And had my face drop.
Drop.
And I'm a healthy guy. I wasn't doing anything shady. I wasn't like, well, this is some weird street drug that I've never heard of. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't doing anything like that. I was literally standing, and my face started blah, 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 blah. But then I thought, now here's where I get serious for 2 seconds. I was like, boo-hoo, I have this thing. But it is curable. You read about it, 90% of everybody,
right. It
comes back.
Yeah, you're not paralyzed now.
My brother-in-law lost it. He got hit by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan and can no longer walk.
Right.
So I thought about him all the time going, yeah, boo-hoo, this sucks, this happens, this is an inconvenience. I have a chance of it getting better.
Right.
I can know...
He ain't gonna grow legs.
A billion people. My buddy, hilarious comic, Josh Blue.
Yeah.
God love him. Will always be Josh. Like, so... I at least have a chance of it getting back. And there's so many people that would go, really, boo-hoo? Mm-hmm. Your face is a little bit droopy. I'll give you $1 billion to have that be the biggest. So I had to put things in perspective.
That's the right outlook on it. That's the way you got to be.
And just go, you know what? It happens. Hopefully you get better. Chance it doesn't.
Plus, you know, I'll always live in the woods with you. You'll never be alone.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. So then I'm just like, if I do my shipping container in the woods and I do have some girl wants to come and meet me, she'll probably get lost, stop at a gas station, be like, oh, are you looking for old sideways face Heffron? Yeah, he lives two dirt roads down and going. By the way, take this walkie-talkie in case it gets weird.
What was that movie with Mel Gibson where he lived in the house?
Oh, yeah, when he was a teacher.
And he had the
Yeah, like I would just go, or I just move to Alaska and I have to have a ski mask.
Right.
Yeah.
It's cold out all
you know, or I just do something where I always have like a bandana. I rob stagecoaches.
Did
I don't
you
know.
Finish the New Year's Eve show or
I
no?
I did both.
Oh,
I did both New Year's
God.
Eve. And then I got off stage at 12:04 and I had weeks, you know, next week I was
right.
in whatever and then next week.
If I was in the audience... And I had Bell's palsy. The stress from watching you would have made me have an attack watching you.
It was stressful.
Yeah. Did you?
I called my manager 4 minutes after I got off stage. I'm like, I'm done. Cancel everything.
Ugh.
I'm going to go into a basement and.
Did you think about putting your CD on and just kind of lip syncing to it? You know, tell them to turn the lights down.
No,
a little bit?
But you know what's funny is everybody lied to me, and they all told me that they lied to me. Now I'm like, well, that's good to know. If anything else ever happens, they're like. Yeah, we were saying you were going to get better, but statistically, from how bad you had it, yeah, we thought you were like that forever.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, okay. You know, then you look at pictures of New Year's Eve where I couldn't even, I was like Two-Face from Batman.
Yeah.
Where I could like flip a coin to decide if I, you know, and they're like, yeah, it looked really bad.
Oh,
and some guy tweeted me. He's like, I knew you had Bell's palsy the second you got on stage. I had it. It took me about 2.5 years, and it cleared up. Good luck. I'm like, two and a half? Are you serious?
That's more than an associate's degree.
That's like no. So anyway, so that's what has been going on with me.
But besides that,
everything's awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would like to say that I love my wife, and I'm fine being married, but I always think... The second I get the opportunity to have sex with somebody else, like whether we get in a separated, like one of those fights where we go, maybe we should get divorced. I'm going to spend the night in a hotel, which we've never had, but I'll use that night away to be like, well, I'm just going to have sex with somebody else.
Right.
Even if
that
we're not
going to work things
right, out. Right, right. But then here you are, free and clear, and free all of clear. A sudden. So do you think somebody put a spell on you? You got the voodoo.
Here's what I think happened. I think, I'm single, and I think God went, you know what? He's too good looking
right,
for the world.
Right.
Like,
if beautiful blue eyes.
If we let him out into the world as good looking as he is, mm-hmm. as charming,
huge penis.
Women, he's going to break up marriages.
Right.
Women are probably going to, you know, like quit their jobs to hang out with him. We can't do this to the world. Let's tie his hand behind his back and let's droop his face.
Right.
That's kind of what I think, you know, happened.
And then do you think somebody went to God and went, hey, you're being cruel now.
Yeah. And then
take it back.
And then he goes, well, take it back. We'll just make it look like one eye is really itchy or something like that.
Look at me. I'm going to look at your face. Yeah.
But you know what's weird about
it? You look fine.
Yeah. So now I'm single. You know, and I don't know how, dude. So you've been married for
16 years.
Yeah, so now
I'm ready to for the market like
no,
that.
No, no, but you're not. When you go out with somebody new at dinner, you have to carry a conversation.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's so much work involved.
Yeah.
Like I went out with one girl, and afterwards she's like, "Super cool, da da da." Can I know you haven't been on a lot of dates. Can I just give you? Do you mind if I give you
pointers?
Some feedback?
Okay. Mm.
And I'm like, sure, why not? She's like, again, super cool, da-da-da. You're eating your steak with your fingers. And I go, what? She goes, at one point, you are pulling your steak off with your fingers, dipping it in the barbecue and eating it. And I had no, like.
You should have went, that's my test. If you can't appreciate me for eating steak with my fingers, you're not my woman.
It didn't even dawn on me that I might have these habits that.
gross out other people.
Yeah, that somebody on a first date. Would not appreciate. I'm like, you know what? It's not criticism. It's feedback.
Right.
I will take that. And then I found because the girls I think I'm going to date, you have to kind of pick, you know, what bracket, what demo.
Tell me.
It's like radio.
How old?
Radio. Are we going 25?
54.
54 soccer moms who are, you know, do I have to have consultants come in and figure out what my
target it right
what
in
my
there.
Target yeah. audience is? So I'm in my, you know, late 40s. I like women who are around my age.
Ugh.
But they're all going to have the same things. They're all going to have teenager. So I have found, just like when you're in high school, having a place to hook up with them is as hard as it was when you were 15.
Yeah.
Because everybody has kids back at their house, or they have, it's kind of a weird... It's
I get
kind
you.
Of a
I
weird
get what
thing.
You're saying. So where are you getting the women from? Bumble?
I don't have. I'm trying to figure out what I do with my house. I'm trying to grow my face back.
I've already figured out what the problem is, and I've said this to everybody who comes in here. You don't have a best friend. Topher may be a good friend to you, but he's not your best friend. He's not there every day on a daily basis. That's right, right?
Well, I'm in a different city
right.
every
You need somebody like you need somebody
like Ozone.
Yeah. But you need somebody that you see or talk to every day that can be giving you like doing some footwork for you, some groundwork. Like I know that my best friend loves my wife, but the minute I tell him, bro, I'm free and clear, he's like, all right, I'm gonna work this. We're going first. We're gonna go here, and we're like, he's already gonna start planning out the party. I mean, we're ready to go. You didn't have that. You got to do everything on your own.
Yeah,
you need somebody to bring a couple of girls. You don't want to just pull them out. Somebody's got to go. Hey, I know a girl. Who's divorced or never been married because she's an attorney and you guys be perfect for each other.
Yeah.
You can't just sort of roll it out. First of all, I'd be like, listen, bitch, if I want to eat my steak with my fingers, who are you to tell me I can't? You know what I mean? We're not going to get along. I want a girl who's going to hang out with me on the couch on Sunday and watch all three Godfathers for the fourth time in a row while we eat food with our fingers. And so right away, we've already eliminated her. But I wouldn't even say,
and I don't understand like why with the steak thing, if you can eat chicken tenders
with
your fingers.
Yeah.
Or pizza.
Yeah.
Like, well, why is there... You should be able to eat anything with your fingers,
exactly.
By the way. You can't be... That's foodism by saying you
it's
can't...
It's selective.
It makes,
I don't like it.
We can make a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Nope.
There's...
No, I... How long are you here for? So, Joe, by the way, John is performing at Vasani tonight, tomorrow night, Friday, and Saturday. Which is out there in Port Charlotte, in the Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte area, Beautiful place, and you can
excellent food. This. You're probably going to see me there. I get the spaghetti and meatballs. I might not even use utensils.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I mean,
so if you show up, if you're like, what's up, John? I might be slurping the spaghetti and grabbing the meatballs just in my hand
as like
all the
apple.
Sauce comes over, yeah. Eating it like an apple with my bad side, so then that's going to drip off.
Yeah. That's the other thing. Your best friend needs to tell you, you don't have a bad side. If I can't visibly see the bad side
that's good to
the
hear.
Minute you walk in the door, then I'm like, you don't have, I'm not even like trying to be nice to you.
Yeah,
I'm
you would tell me,
it.
You're like, hey, that one side, you know, Sylvester Stallone has Bell's palsy.
Yes.
That's why he, there's, I looked up.
And look what he turned it into.
I'm an expert at
you're
it.
Right.
But, yeah.
See, now every time I hear that one of my friends got something, I believe that I have to be the next to get it. And I never, like, all my friends have gout except for me. Like, I feel like I'm left out of all this stuff. When I hear
I don't
that,
know. Isn't gout
I don't
what,
want it.
Isn't gout what you get when you're about to get sentenced for prison, and then they put you in a wheelchair, and then they go, well, he's got gout.
Yeah,
take.
Yeah, that's imaginary gout. If you don't want to get raped and you want to go in the war.
Yeah, I don't, even know, I don't even know what gout is.
Gout is an inflammation, and it
is there a
painful.
Band named Gout?
Probably. A metal band, a thrash
like,
metal band.
Like Death Gout?
There was that one band, No Gout. With Gwen Stefani.
Oh, yeah, that yeah. Terrible. That was out, yeah.
They're all anyway, skinny. And
If you eat, it come, if you drink beer or if you eat asparagus or steak, there's things that trigger it. So my best friend Pete has it really bad.
You think the fork eating the steak is what causes gout?
Yeah.
So I
never
could say,
got it.
You didn't read the study. There's a study that it's you use because...
It's combination of the metal.
Because the metal... Gets rid of all the nutrients,
right.
So I only eat. It's like raw-ish.
Right.
It's like raw cooking, but it's non-utensil.
I know my wife has one good-looking friend out of all of her friends. And if you're, I shouldn't say that, like one good-looking single friend. So if you're a friend with her and you're married, I'm not talking about you. And if you
How
went
old
out
she?
On a date, she's like early 40s. And if you went out on a date with her and ate with your fingers, she would put her foot up on the chair and she would eat lettuce with her fingers. You guys are the best conversation ever. Like, there's certain people you're made for.
I eat lettuce without fingers. Is that a thing? Does anyone else do that? I take the lettuce or
yeah.
the baby spinach, and then you get your little thing of balsamic, and then
you
I dip it. And then I just go like that.
Listen, you're a guy who knows how you like
it. Oh, what if I would have put the steak on a saltine? What if I would have grabbed a piece of filet, put it on a saltine, and then eat?
And
then do I have a
cracker steak? I think I would have broke up with you right there.
See, this is why I can't wait till I have my shipping container in the middle of the woods.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm going to eat however we decide to eat.
Yeah. Who's going to be mad at that point? We're probably going to be killing our meat at that point.
We're going to have...
I have so many things to tell you. I bought a cow, first of all.
You bought a cow?
A cow to eat.
By the way, do your fans realize how much survival-type living places we post on each other's Facebook page?
No, I don't.
We do a lot.
Know. Every time I see something that's either teddy bear or survival...
Oh, I saw a couple of teddy bears. Yeah, we saw it for Brad Williams.
Yeah.
I saw a porn recently that had a huge teddy bear next to the porn girl, and I was gonna tweet it. But I do so many corporate events, I'm like, I don't want to have this porn girl on my Twitter.
How hard is that? So the other day was International Women's Day,
mm-hmm.
and I was gonna tweet that night. I'd be like, hey, congratulations, women, International Women's Day. It's over in 3 hours, so it's planning. Let's, I don't know, get back in the kitchen or something, like as a joke. And I didn't tweet it because I just
probably.
Eventually it would bite me in the ass. Even a joke. A serious
joke.
Something that you read and know that's clearly a joke.
You can retro, you know.
Yeah.
Go back.
John Heffern is here. And I have to tell you, in addition to the meat from the cow, is there a submarine? Who is that? Who is that? The tight shirt boy band by guy over there? I have a room now that just has survival stuff and my guns and my safes in it and my house. Like, it's now I don't have to go searching if we did have a bug out. I just got the shells, like boom, 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 throw in the Hummer.
Please tell me, though, there's either a fake bookshelf leading into this room. Is there something cool, like where we hit a button, or it's like a grandfather clock? And if not, you have to add that.
You have to play three notes on a piano.
Yeah. And then it opens.
Do you know what an escape room is? Have you done any of those?
Well, yeah, I was going through a divorce, so I had to do that from my house, actually. Yeah, it was. It's a thing by the...
Yeah, I've been to a couple of escape rooms. It's where you go in the room,
right.
The story behind it, they give you clues, and you have to figure out how to get out. I've seen so many cool... Like, I was in this one room. It was set up like an apartment from the 40s, and it didn't have anything cool in it. I was in there for like 40 minutes before, and I'm like, this is dumb. This is the worst one we've been in. Then I realized that the closet that was in there had a magnetic door on it. Once we opened the, once we figured out on the painting what the code was, the closet door opened to an entire another room. I was like, this is the best ever.
You know, there's a guy who, and my buddy did a TV show with him. He comes to your house, and all he does is set up that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he faux walls. Yeah, he does, like, all this weird. It's like a clothes basket that's just on the floor, and you lift that, and that leads to the stairs.
My office at home. Is if you walk out of my bedroom, walk across the hallway is my office, and it has like double French doors going in. And my wife has redone the whole house, and I looked at her and I go, I don't ask for anything. I don't want anything.
Yeah.
I said, but I'm putting a bookshelf in front of that door, and you have to push a button, and it go poof, and open my door. And she was like, fine, I don't care. Do whatever.
What if you get that old Batman thing where it's a statue and you lift up his head and
you know they sell that actual statue?
There's zero reason why you wouldn't have that.
I know. I'm on it. It's going to take me a little time. I've only been in this house for like less than a year, but I'm on it. I will have one of those doors. In the meantime, my gun room / bug out room does have a keypad at least. I mean, it's something to get in. You have to do that to get in the room.
Okay.
Yeah. You need a code to get in. Like the other day, my mother was over, and she needed to get, like, a measuring tape or something. I was like, all right, I'll give you the code. You can go in the room and get it.
One other person knows that code.
I changed the code.
Yeah, you had to.
Yeah. So, but I'm just saying, like, I'm getting there. I'm prepping. I'm getting there. I don't know really what it's for because Galvin's really killed a lot of my ideas. Like, if I have to leave Florida, like, if the storms are coming and I have to leave, everybody's going to leave.
Yeah,
and
good luck.
And I'm only getting 16 miles to the gallon, if that in my car, 12 probably more realistically. And I have gas, but I'm worried that the gas is going to explode while I'm driving. Somebody's going to hit me and spark.
Yeah, I had a buddy who I was talking about all my stuff, and he's like, well, that's great. You have all that stuff there, but you got to decide if you're going to bug in or bug out.
Yeah.
Even if you have all this ammo, people don't think about how you're going to transport all your, like, nobody thinks about that.
And you're assuming whatever's happening is happening while you're at home. Because otherwise you have to get back to your home to get all your stuff, and you may not be able to do that.
Yeah, and you guys in Florida, you can't really go underground.
No, you got more water. If it is a
about a hovering type thing? Like,
I thought a helicopter.
Or a house that, like, what do you got to get off the ground? Maybe, I guess if it's a hurricane, you don't want to be hovering. Cause then you're
tie balloons to your house?
But if I have a helicopter, I could just go like that. I just put some stuff in the helicopter and go. And hopefully go to a cabin waiting somewhere that's already stocked.
Well, you can come to my, because that's what I want to do. I'm going to buy a cabin because I can live anywhere now. I don't need to live in a city. I can literally live in a cabin, hub out of that for a little bit, go do my shows.
Have you ever done radio in Atlanta? Have you ever done Jason Bailey, Bailey and Southside, 96 Rock in Atlanta?
Man.
Buckethead. Bailey's a friend of mine, and he lives
in
Atlanta.
I'm there a lot, yeah.
He lives in Atlanta, and he just bought a cabin in the woods in Georgia. And I called him up. I was like, I want one. And his fiance is the real estate agent. So we've been looking at cabins. But that's what she's like, what do you want to do with it? Do you want to Airbnb it out? I go, yeah, I'm not going to go there unless I have to. So let's stock it up, lock the doors, and then we can rent it out. Because I can put all my stuff below the cabin.
Here's what you do. You buy that. I'll live in it.
Fine.
So you got your first year rent paid.
Fine.
Now you're making cash.
It's fine. This would be so great.
I'll be there and I'll install all the secret, things.
By the time I get there, I should know where you can tell me where everything's hidden.
And then you look up everything oiled and cleaned and everything,
Yeah, and I'll etch my name in the wood, like Shawshank, that halfway house when you get out of Shawshank. Right. Like, my name will just
Heffron
be.
Was here.
It'll just be like a little place where, I can bug out and go.
Yeah, this is. I'll tell you, I know my plans for the future.
But I do want a dance studio. I've been thinking about that. I am going to put one room that's going to have mirrors, and then...
What's wrong with you?
I'm going to choreograph some dance. We're going to need entertainment in our bug-out place. We can't just sit around and be worried that we're going to be attacked. Uh-huh. There has to be some form of...
Come on, kids. Uncle John's teaching us how to dance again.
Yeah, there has to be some form of something where we have some type
Keep
of...
Keep the arts alive.
We really should. Like Hamilton. Yeah. Our first play, we'll just do Hamilton. Uh-huh. Since there'll probably be a revolution.
Right.
And then we don't want to waste our our shot.
We'll paint. We'll do a painting with a twist.
Like a Bob Ross night. We'll have a wine Bob Ross night.
Right, right. Just keep our mind off things.
Make some mugs that we paint with our names on it. I mean, like, that's my coffee mug. Don't use it, please.
Favorite movie bug out house or shelter?
Favorite?
Yeah, like, I mean, like, you got Anne Frank in her closet. That wasn't very exciting.
Yeah, that was. Oh, I don't know if it's a good bug out, but there is a house. I watched the movie recently, and then from the movie, I went online to see floor plans about building
exactly
something.
Exactly the same person. We are the same person.
Do you want to know? Should I tell you what type of house, and you can guess what movie it was?
I'm going to write mine down. I don't know if. I'm going to write mine down.
I think you would guess. Okay, there's an official name for the house, but that's in layman's terms, I would call it something different.
I don't know. You could say what it is, because I wrote down what mine is.
Or if you wanted to describe it, we can try and guess what movie.
Okay, I don't need to write it down. Okay, it would be a loft E-type apartment that is above a horse barn.
Oh,
okay.
That's not what I was thinking.
I'm thinking that is, whatchamacallit, Roadhouse.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay.
The Roadhouse barn.
Yeah. Oh, but you're not planning for disaster. That's a hideout place.
That's just a hideout. I just think that would be a cool place.
Right.
To
nobody's finding you. You're living in the woods.
Bring a girl and then hook up with her, then hang out on the roof looking across the lake to the mean guy who you're going to kill a little bit later.
Dalton.
Yeah.
No, mine is.
So I looked at carriage houses. They have like a 3,000 square foot. Well, I don't know. You call it house or apartment.
Oh, that's too big.
That's above the stables, but you don't have to put stables. You can leave it empty.
Okay, we can put
and
vehicles
then,
in
and
there.
Then that's where we train the people who live with us to fight.
Wait a second. You're planning on starting a whole new community. I'm thinking we got to hide out and be self-sufficient for months at a time.
Okay, so if that happens and if you invite me, I'm still single. Then I'm going to be the third man out all the time.
No.
Everybody's going to be with their significant others. I'm going to be standing there with half a face going, I'm kind of bored, guys. And we have a alone time, John? There's a sock on the door. Can you just go outside for a little bit?
I'm going to need society to keep reproducing. I'm going to need women to continuously make milk for the children. So basically, I'm going to need like three guys and a horde of women. I'm going to live like
isn't
a,
that
gonna,
like you know how there's Bumble, where you can swipe left or right if you're just in a girl. There needs to be our survival camp type app where we can swipe left or right, just judging on. So all your profile pictures, you need to be holding something like an axe or a gun or.
It would be like a video game where it shows your special skills and stuff.
Yeah,
and
or like an Arby's thing of meat and shows you trying to slice the roast beef. Yeah. Just so we know, like, okay, they're into food.
Right.
That would be that person.
You need one of those.
Somebody who's like sewing a blanket, guy or girl. We're like, okay, that is our seamstress. And then an armory guy. I need some guy with like a big hammer pounding a shield.
Yeah.
And then we're
carpenter
like,
guy.
We need that guy, and we swipe left or right, and then we're like, sup, how's your Saturday? And then they respond back, mine's good. How about you?
My shelter.
Something to think about.
My best shelter that I've ever seen in a movie. Do you want to guess? Do you know?
Best shelter in a movie.
It's like underground.
Okay.
It's got double doors. Like, there's a good sealed door on the outside, then another door to get in there.
The one with Christopher Walken and Brendan Fraser, where they think the bomb goes off.
No.
I was going to say Mr. and Mrs. Smith when Brad Pitt has his garage, but underneath he keeps his weapons. But we couldn't live there. It's too small.
No. This, you could live there. This has got a living room and a kitchen, and then it has another bedroom. And then it has like storage areas, and it already had an air filtration system and running water off of a well. It had already been taken care of.
Wait,
horrible movie.
Did you say Brendan Fraser where they go and they get trapped?
Yeah.
No. Not safe house, not safe room.
No. This is
Is there a theme song to the thing? Is it action?
It's a sort of sequel. It's, you may not have seen either one of the movies, but
what if we go straight up X-Men? You know, Academy for gifted
you,
people
you're
with no skill.
Too big, too big,
too big. We
gotta
go
underground and hiding.
Oh, I got it. What about that one where the woman was trapped with her
room.
With the room, and they're trapped in that little shed until they escape? But
no.
Nobody would think anybody was living in there because they were trapped.
Listen, I'm going to tell you the movie because clearly you didn't see it, but you have to go Google it because I did the same thing, and then I Googled the floor prints to the room, and I was like, where can I really build this? It's Cloverfield, the second Cloverfield movie. Topher got it. Have you seen the movie with John Goodman?
No.
Okay, so the first Cloverfield movie was this crazy alien monster came up. The second one was like 13 Cloverfield Lane. It's John Goodman. Has this, I guess they're like in Kansas or something. It's like a tornado shelter, but he's got it built out. It's just like kind of like a longhouse underground.
Yeah.
And it's they got a sealed door on the outside.
Right.
Then you go down a couple. Oh, look, Carmen's got it behind you. And that's it, underground. And then in the back, he's got an air filtration system. And he's got the food stored up there and water stored up there. They got a running well. We could live in that thing forever.
The only thing we'll do different than what they did is we won't list. So now we know it's at 13 Cloverfield Lane.
Right.
So we'll change up so we don't put our address anywhere. Like, so the deal is if we get one of those, nobody signed up for magazines. Nobody us getting Us Weekly sent to the place.
Right.
There's no, we're not signing up for cable because then they sell your address too. So we got to just make sure that nobody.
I would actually get one of those hazardous waste signs.
If we take pictures and we're Instagramming it, make sure your location tag is there's going to be some rules.
Also, don't invite John Goodman.
Yeah.
Eat my food. Yeah, no Grubhub. We can't Grubhub it or Domino's it. It's going to be, it's a thing.
All right, I got to take a break.
Okay.
We got John Heffron here. He's going to be at Vasani's tonight, 7:30, tomorrow, 8 o'clock, Friday, 8:30, and then Saturday, two shows, 6 to 9:30. The number to reach them is 941-629-9191. Now, if you're worried about John's performance like New Year's Eve, he looks completely healthy to me. I would not
my
have
shows,
known.
I got to say, my shows now are better than they've ever been.
I have wind behind
my sail. Yeah. I can talk.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.